Heavenly observers witness every word spoken. April 21. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Aaron and Miriam became displeased with Moses because of his marriage. They thought Moses regarded himself as superior to them, and they must ever stand as second. This state of feeling was just what Satan desired to bring about. It was in his lines to carry forward the work he began in heaven. Satan could not touch the head, the reasoning faculties, the eyes of the mind, but he could make things that the outward eye looked upon appear in accordance with his subtle working. Aaron and Miriam became one in mind. They communicated with one another and they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? Mark that which follows, and the Lord heard it. The Lord hears many things human beings say, and he understands the current of evil started into intense activity by words spoken in secret. If persons could always consider that there is a witness present to hear every word they speak, even in the secret chamber, there would be fewer private communications coming from human lips to leaven the minds of others by their ideas and evil suggestions that are voicing the temptations of the great deceiver. There was one who could vindicate Moses. Hear his testimony. The words come sounding down along the lines to our time, evidencing that the mind of God is not in agreement with the thoughts of unsanctified humans. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. Because Aaron and Miriam were honored with a part in the work, they thought they were equal to Moses, and were indeed a very essential part of the great whole. They felt that credit should be given to them and that Moses should not have all the honor. Let the human agent consider that in any position where God has placed him or her, he or she must put entire confidence in God.